Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous and Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom. It is a great honor and a great blessing to be able to give praises to the Most High in the little sanctuary that Yahweh has set for his people. I am your host for this evening, Moray Obadiah Yisrael of the House of Yisrael, located at 2330 Kemper Lane. And this is nothing but the truth. And we're giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. Now, who is Yah? Well, Yahweh is the creator of the heavens and earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is the Savior and the Redeemer of not just Israel, but of the entire world. And Yahweh is our lawgiver. Yahweh is our judge, and Yahweh is our king, and he alone will save us. So we give all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yah. And let me say shalom to all of our family that are listening via the internet, whether it be Facebook, Blog Talk, or YouTube. The only reason why you're tuned in is because of your fear and your love towards the mighty Yahweh. And what will we be discussing this evening? Well, this evening we will be discussing something that has taken over the whole entire world. It's what men go to war for. It's why movements are started and spread. It's why coins and all type of finances are set up. Because in actuality, all these things that's taking place today, see what man is doing, what the oppressor and what the oppressed is doing, it all has one common thread in it. And they're all seeking and searching for one thing. They're all looking for one thing. They're all trying to obtain one thing. And one of the things that they're trying to obtain is a word called favor. And Yahweh, favor is. Yahweh, with his word, has defined and showed what favor looks like. But all throughout the world, don't get them mistaken, all these movements that's being started, all this support of these movements today, it's all because man's trying to obtain some favor. This Black Lives Matter, it's a constant discussion today. Black Lives Matter. And now you have other nations, they've taken hold to this movement. And now they're putting money, their name is streets. And this conversation has been more talked about now than it's ever been. It's more relevant now than it's ever been. And why is that? Well, because they're trying to obtain some favor. Now, who are you trying to obtain favor from? And what you are doing to obtain the favor makes all the difference in the world. It makes a huge difference in whether you're seeking righteousness or whether you're seeking your own glory. And Yahweh has given examples of both. Both when you try to seek favor for righteousness, and when you try to seek favor for wickedness. But make no mistake about it. They're having these discussions. They're televising the plight of the black man and black woman. They're doing all these things not because they suddenly feel sorry for the black man, not because they empathize with the black man, but they're trying to get some favor. Now, what are they trying to obtain favor for? And our people that are doing certain things, making certain speeches, making certain moves, they're also trying to obtain favor. But what are they trying to obtain favor for? See, this says in the scriptures that the wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way. So you must understand your way. If you want favor, you have to know why you are trying to obtain favor, why you're trying to seek favor. And Yahweh said that the nations that he would take us out of the midst of, they would show us favor. But after a certain time, after judgment has been rendered, Yahweh don't just say you're going to just go everywhere and everybody going to love you. Everybody's going to accept you. Everybody's going to bless you. That's why there was contingencies on when Yah gave Abraham his blessing. Yahweh said, not only will you be blessed, but you will be a blessing. And I will bless those that bless you, and I will curse those that curse you. And through you, all families of the earth shall be blessed. Now, why would a nation be interested in blessing one of Yah's servants? Well, because you want favor from the Most High. Makes all the sense in the world. So what are they doing in politics? What are they doing in these marches? What are they doing financially? What are they doing socially? What is taking place that they trying to obtain favor? Well, Yahweh is pulling back the curtain and showing what these nations are trying to do. And Yahweh is pulling back the curtain to show what we're trying to do. And it's all trying to seek one goal, and that's to get favor. But how are you trying to seek it? And what are you doing to go about to obtain it? Turn with me. If you don't have a scripture, please get you one. Turn with me to the book of Exodus, the third chapter. Begin reading at the 17th verse. In Exodus, the third chapter in the 17th verse, it reads, "And I am said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt unto the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites unto a land flowing with milk and honey. And they shall hearken to thy voice, and you shall come, you and the elders of Israel, unto the king of Egypt, and you shall say unto him, Elohim of the Hebrews have met with us. And now, let us go, we beseech you, 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to Yahweh our Elohim. And I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go. No, not by a mighty hand. And I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. And after that, he will let you go. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when you go, you shall not go out empty. But every man and of her that sojourns in her house, jewels of silver, jewels of gold, and raiment. And you shall put them upon your sons and upon your daughters, and you shall spoil the Egyptians." See, Yahweh was given the process of time. Yahweh was given order. Yahweh said, you're going to go to the leader. You're going to go to the head. And you're going to say, let my people go. Just for a 3 days journey, so that we may sacrifice unto our Elohim. But Yahweh said, I'm sure that he won't let you go. Because Yahweh knows the heart. And Yahweh already know that even in captivity, even in being oppressed, even in being downtrodden, you are an asset. Even in the midst of your enemies, you are an asset. And they're not just going to let you go. They give all these speeches about, well, if you don't like the way the country's ran, you can go back to where you came from. You can go back to Africa. You can go back. You can go back. There's been attempts for a massive exodus, and they've all failed. There's been attempts to have us separated in the midst of our enemies, and they've all fallen to the ground. Why? Because Yahweh has given order on when it will come, when it will be a time when the nations that we're in the midst of will start. And this is when Yahweh has revealed his mighty arm. This is when Yahweh done gave the world his stretched out hand, the nation his stretched out arm. Then the nations will start to show Yahweh's people favor, because they will see that we do have a mighty Elohim in the midst of us that fights for us. So then they're going to say, well, look, because that's what ended up happening. When all the firstborn was smitten, Pharaoh said, look, take the people. Man, y'all can go. Please, out of here. And matter of fact, before you leave out of here, bless me too. See, that's what happens when a nation is brought down to its knees. That's what happens when a nation is humbled. Now the ones that they've oppressed, now the one that they've oppressed, the one that they've downtrodden, now they're trying to seek favor from them. And this word favor is beautiful because it derives from the Hebrew word kana. And it means graciousness, kindness. Well, this is what Yahweh commanded of us. He said, what does Yahweh require of thee? To love mercy and to walk humbly with our Elohim. You got to be kind. And that's what this means. When you got favor, you kind, you gracious, You're willing to give. You don't have a hard heart towards your brother or your sister. You love to see your brother and sister come up with you. You love to see your brother and sister come up out of this plight. That's how you know. How are we showing favor towards one another? And you say that there's no expiration date on when we're coming out of this captivity. Concerned with the plight of your people. You're not worried about what's the conditions of your people. Because why in the world would you want to stay in the land of your oppressors forever? You obviously not trying to obtain favor amongst your people. And you're not trying to get favor from the Most High. See, this word favor, this act is very important. Because people will politicize for it. People will debate for it. People will put on front for it. But when you're trying to obtain it righteously, you can't front. When you're trying to get it the way the Most High will give you favor, because you're trying to obtain favor. And this favor doesn't just preclude to the nations. It's in everything that we do, you're trying to obtain favor. Even a husband is trying to obtain favor from his wife. And vice versa. The wife is trying to obtain favor from her husband. That's why Yahweh put this in his law in the book of Deuteronomy, the 24th chapter. And in the book of Deuteronomy, the 24th chapter, I'm going to read the very first verse. And it reads, when a man have taken a wife and married her, and it come to pass that she find no favor in his eyes, because he had found some uncleanness in her. Then let him write her a bill of divorcement and give it in her hand and send her out of his house. And when she is departed out of his house, she may go and be another man's wife. And if the latter husband hate her and write her a bill of divorcement and giveth it in her hand and send her out of his house, or if the latter husband die, which took her to be his wife, her former husband, was sent her away, may not take her again to be his wife, after that she is defiled, for that is an abomination before Yahweh, and you shall not cause the land to sin, which Yahweh your Elohim gives you for an inheritance. So Yahweh said, look, a man get married, and he don't find favor in his wife. And this favor just didn't, you didn't make my grits the way I usually like it. You didn't iron my drawers the way you usually do. I lost favor with you. No, no, no. This favor is, this wife is doing abominable works, starting to do abominable things. She's starting to speak great words against the Most High. So in doing that, or it may be something that you just seen the uncleanness in her, and you give her a bill of divorcement. It may be something to be like, look, we just don't jail with that. I told you, I don't allow no swine in my house. Or I told you, we're not celebrating no Christmas. We're not celebrating no Easter. No, we're not going to be out there marching. Whatever it is, it's going to be against the word of Yah. And when you give her a bill of divorcement and you send her out of her house, and you send her out of your house, she can go be another man's wife. But the only reason why you would write a bill of divorcement is because you don't find no favor with her anymore. Now, in today's society, what they have taught us, what the heathens have taught us, is that it's either one way or no way. So, if a husband is, if his desires are not everything that the wife wants, then she could divorce him because he's not doing what a husband does. Well, where did Yahweh say that? Or today, they done told us that all the wife is supposed to be is barefoot and pregnant. And as soon as she wants to do things on her own, she wants to do something on her own, that's an uncleanness, and divorce her. Well, what did the Most High say this? There's plenty of uncleanness that you can see in an individual. There's plenty of flaws you can see in an individual. But this is speaking about an uncleanness. The way you see, we're not going to be able to walk together. And that's what not having favor will do. Not having favor divides. It doesn't bring together. That's why there's so much separation in the nation today. Plenty of people would say, man, how come the nation of Israel is so divided? Well, that's because we're not trying to seek no favor. Because if you're trying to seek favor, then you would know what Yahweh requires. And he requires us to come together. And we come together despite our differences, despite not seeing eye to eye. That's why you come together, so we can eventually see eye to eye. That's why we come together, so we can see the favor that we should have towards one another. But when you don't have no favor, you have division. You have separation. You have something that's what Yahweh calls darkness. This is darkness. And no wonder the nations are fighting for this. No wonder even the people that don't know that they service the Yahweh, they fighting for this. They trying to obtain favor. Because by not obtaining favor, they've been separated. By not obtaining favor, you got to plead to the masses that black lives matter. By not having favor, you got to plead to the nations that you should receive reparations. By not having favor, you got to plead to the nations that we need to return back to the statues that our Elohim gave us. See, that's because you have no favor. And you know why we don't have no favor? It's because Yahweh said that that will be one of the curses that will be placed upon us. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. And in the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, I'm going to start reading the 47th verse. In Deuteronomy 28 and 47, it reads, "Because thou serve not Yahweh your Elohim with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things." So Yahweh is already setting the benchmark. He said, look, you don't serve me with joyfulness, with gladness, for the abundance of all things. In other words, you don't serve, you don't give me no favor. No type of kindness. I do all this for you, and you act like what I ask of you is a burden. You act like what I ask and command, expect of you is an impossible task. Now, you'll ask for the world, but you'll be willing to give nothing for it. And that's a false balance. That's an abomination. Because it's an abomination, you're not going to get no favor from it. And you're not going to show no favor. But look what happens when we show no favor to the Most High. In verse 48, it reads, "Therefore shall you serve thy enemies, which Yahweh shall send against you, in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon your neck until he have destroyed you." So since we don't want to serve Yahweh with joyfulness, gladness, and the abundance of all things, now you're going to serve your enemies. And your enemies going to do nothing but oppress you. Your enemies going to do nothing but make it hard for you to come up. Your enemies not going to do nothing but make sure it's the hardest for you to even have the bare minimum. But look at who you turned your back on. And look at who you serving now. And why is it so hard? Why are we the last hired and the first fired? Why are we the tail and not the head? Why are we being consumed every day and nobody showing no empathy or sympathy? Why are you begging NFL, NBA owners to come out and speak against the racism that's being enacted upon your people, upon the plight that's being enacted upon your people? Why is this? Why are people marching up on the Senate steps? Why are people taking meetings with politicians trying to plead with them how hard we have it as a people? And why does it seem like it's falling on deaf ears? Well, Yahweh summed it right up in verse 49. It says, "Yahweh shall bring a nation against you from afar, as swift as the eagle flyeth, a nation whose tongue you shall not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young." So you're not going to get no kindness. You're not going to get no graciousness. You're going to be like a little fish swimming upstream, and you and an eagle is hovering above you. An eagle not going to swoop down to pick you up out the water to put you in the safer place. No, he on the hunt. Commission is he trying to eat, and he trying to eat you. And that's what these nations are doing. They consuming us daily. Now, do you think that if we had favor in the sight of these nations, that they would shoot you in the Wendy's parking lot just for being drunk? Do you think that they would put their foot, their knee upon your neck because you supposedly tried to pass a fake $10 bill? Do you think that if you had favor in the sight of these nations, that they would break into your house on a false warrant and break into the wrong house, murder you, and arrest your guy, your man, and release him later, and not one single officer be charged with your murder? If we had favor, do you think that we would have to plead for anybody to come and speak for us, to come and plead for us, to say this is not right?
No.
Because all you have to do is look at the other nations. A little boy that don't look like you will get ran over in the street, and next week a bill passed called the Timmy Tool Law, banning all this and that. Why? Because they have favor with one another. Now, they may make a bill for you. They may even pass a bill and call it for you, but they're not going to enforce it. Because you have no favor in their sight. Because Yahweh said that they will not regard the old, neither will they show favor to the young. So you're not going to get no graciousness. You're not going to get no kindness from these nations. Matter of fact, Yahweh, through his wisdom, let us know that the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. So even if you get their most tender mercies, it's still cruel. Here it is. They will have a man who shot this man in a Wendy's parking lot with murder, get fired from his job, and now he out on the street shopping at a Walmart. You will have this police officer who done put his foot in the neck of a man until he died on his neck over 8 minutes. He's out of prison. They're not showing no favor. You will have an officer that pulls up and shoots a 12-year-old young boy within seconds. And not only does he not get charged with murder, but he gets another job in another precinct. This is what takes place when you have no favor. No wonder they fighting for this. No wonder they're pleading for this. No wonder they plan political games for this. Because when you have favor, you have power. And we're not in the position where we have no favor. So therefore, we're not executing any power. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs, the 3rd chapter. Because there is a wise way to obtain favor. And this is how you obtain favor wisely. This is how you obtain graciousness and kindness. But it has to be through wisdom. It has to be through understanding. It has to be through the knowledge of Elohim. In the book of Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, and the very first verse, it reads, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life, and peace shall they add to you." No wonder it's a chaos for our people for 400 years. Not only are we not keeping the commandments, but we will scoff at the commandments. You will have people that come into this knowledge and be in this knowledge for years, And then come out and say, man, you can't keep those commandments. You can't keep those laws. Ain't no benefit to that. But the wisdom of Yahweh lets you know that it's long life. And it's the length of days in keeping the law. Just like it's length of days in honoring your father and your mother. And the vast majority of society, they will scoff and they will shun away these laws, these commandments. They will say that's how it used to be done. That's how it used to be. But now God got to adjust to how we live it now. He got to understand that there's homosexuals in the world today. And they need their laws. So you can follow laws where you can't discriminate against them. You got to understand that the Holocaust, so that's why Jews receive a portion. So you got to respect that. You cannot say anti-Semitic speeches. You can't do it. Which is why one of these schools here in Cincinnati, it was a former Cincinnati Reds owner, Marge Schott. They removed her name from off of their monument. Because they said, man, she's been saying racist stuff for years. Anti-Semitic stuff for years. Well, if she's been saying it for years, why are you just now tending to it? For some reason. But let's continue reading. In the third verse, it says, let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them about your neck, write them upon the tables of thine heart. So shall you find favor and good understanding in the sight of Elohim and man. So no wonder our people don't have, not only do they not have a good understanding, they don't have understanding, period. They don't make no connections to this. You can show them 1 Samuel, the 8th chapter, where Yahweh said, look, the people want a king. Tell them what type of king they're getting. And you can read the testimony that you was going to get an oppressive king. And you will see the people say, yeah, but we'll still have a king. And you can look at your people and ask them today, now what does that sound like? Don't that sound like voting today? And they'll look at you and say, man, I don't know what you're talking about. My forefathers died for us to vote. Well, these people here, they was willing to die just to have a king. But they don't make no connection to it. It doesn't register none to them. Why? Because they don't have a good understanding. Why? Because they're not even attempting to keep the commandments. But why is it important to keep the commandments? Why is it important not to let mercy and truth forsake you? Why is it important to bind it upon your neck and write it upon the table of your heart? And the fourth verse, so shall you find favor and good understanding in the sight of Elohim and man. Oh my goodness. You want to find favor with Elohim and with man. And that definition sounds familiar. And we're going to show you what defines that. But let's continue reading. And this is how you show you keep the commandments. This is how you not letting mercy and truth forsake you. This is how you binding it upon your neck. This is how you trying to get favor from Elohim and man and good understanding. By doing this, trust in Yah with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. And in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thy own eyes, fear Elohim, and depart from evil. This is how you obtain favor. We got to trust Yahweh. We got to acknowledge Yahweh in all of our doings. And we can't be wise in our own eyes. And you know you're being wise in your own eyes. Some of our people try to act like they don't know, but they know. They say, man, I know that's what the books say, but I was looking at something else. What rivals the Most High Word? What can I research? What can I look to? What book can I grab? And I can say it has just as much value as the Word of Yah. There is no wisdom. There is no counsel. There is no understanding against Yahweh. But you will have some of our people, they will argue that. because they enter other books to other African quotes. Y'all ain't say nothing about no African quotes. It's just the wisdom of Yahweh. Now, what exceeds that? What rivals that? What competes with that? See, what you don't know is that Yahweh has been showing you favor even in the midst of your oppression. But you can't see it because you letting mercy and truth forsake you every day. You're not trusting in your Elohim. You're leaning to your own understanding. And you're not acknowledging Yahweh in none of your ways. And you're not letting Yahweh direct your paths. You being wise in your own eyes, you're not fearing your Elohim, and you're not departing from evil. Therefore, that's why you're not receiving any favor. That's why we're not receiving any favor. Because if we would apply these instructions, we would start not only having favor with Elohim, but you would start receiving favor with man. But turn with me to the book of Proverbs, the 11th division. And in the book of Proverbs, the 11th division, I'm going to read the 27th and the 28th verses. And it reads, "He that diligently seeketh good procures favor." So not only do you got to be good, you got to seek it. Like, you got to always try to seek good. I know it's hard. I know it's difficult. I know to the world it may seem like you the softest thing is marshmallow, because you're always trying to seek good. But this is how you procure favor. But look at the latter end of this wisdom. "But he that seeks mischief, it shall come unto him." And that's right. All you got to do is seek mischief, and it'll come to you. That's why the old saying used to say, it's easy to get into trouble, but it's hard to get out of it. Because no matter how hard, easy, you could go out and find trouble right now. I could put down this mic and walk right out of the sanctuary doors and go looking for trouble, and without even going half a mile, I'll find it. I could just go right up the street, trouble right there. But who's trying to procure and search for the good? Who's trying to draw their souls out to the poor? Who's trying to enter into Yahweh's gate?